Hello everyone, my name is Maria Paula Hernandez and welcome to this informative podcast that will make you understand a global issue that is presented in our world. The topic I will talk to you today is migration, a process in which people move from one place to another because of different causes such as lack of work opportunities, lack of education, natural disasters, internal conflicts. But as well, it can bring effects that can be both positive or negative. Some of the positive effects can be improve the quality of life of people if they find a job. If skilled people enter to work, that will help the economy. Consume increase and help the economy as there are more needs to supply. And children get better opportunities of having a higher education if they migrate to countries with good public schools. But some of the negatives might be that the population density increase, which means it starts a competition for works, jobs, houses, etc. There is a higher pressure on natural resources. They might be exploited migrants. And if illiterate and uneducated migrants unfit most of the jobs, they might become part of the crime and raise insecurity. This type of issues occur in my place of origin, which is Colombia, and is mostly affected by the Venezuelan crisis. Then there is an important impact of migration for Colombia's economy that comes from Venezuela, which is in a crisis that forced people to abandon their country. Another factor that affects Colombia is the fact that Peru and Ecuador, which as well are very near to Venezuela, closed their border and put a visa. Then the amount of Venezuela immigrants started increasing in Colombia. Venezuela's migration in a short term has impact in a negative way the economy of Colombia, which is the receiving country. As Colombia doesn't have a very strong economy, it means it can receive the amount of people that it's receiving. This conflict as well has led to a rise in the unemployment rate, and this rate is one of the biggest issues of the country. With all the needs of the Venezuelan migrants, such as healthcare, water, food, and shelter, it has occupied from the 0.23% to the 0.41% of the GDP of the country, which is approximately $1,000 million, that could instead be used in kids and indigenous communities. Then, what can be some of the solutions for the receiving countries? Well, receiving countries which have been affected in a negative way should start establishing visa to the countries that are seriously affecting them, such as Peru and Ecuador did with Venezuela. Solution Colombia should establish as well to control the amount of people entering to the country. This solution could help migrants to go different places, not concentrating in only one. As well, planning how this issue can help in a long term thanks to the greater consume and to the greater job offer, which as well favors the migrant who come looking for jobs. But what can I do to help in these type of issues? What I can do is share my knowledge to my community and my family and let them know what are the causes and consequences of the migration and share them my ideas of the possible solutions. But as well, looking for a solution that can be reached and that cause good in people, not just in some. As I said before, it is a global issue, which means it is affecting more places around the world. Migration has a negative effect in some places, but in others, like the USA, as well, that in some in Europe, migration can help in some way to improve the unemployment rate. In the last years, in the USA, the 47% of the migrants represent the workforce, and in Europe, the 70%. Which means it is expected that the more migrants, there is a higher increase in the GDP of those countries. But only if those are legal migrants, because the illegal are the ones who might cause problems in the economy and in the social aspect, because this might start causing xenophobia, discrimination, and might lead to more poverty. But in some places, like in the UK, the government said they need more skilled people to migrate, especially because times have changed and need new and different works. Thanks for listening to my podcast.